It is the dream of the challenger to become champion, the crowning achievement in a lifetime of yearning. It is the dream of the champion to inspire to excellence, his legacy undoubtedly etched into the annals of time forever. Matt McClain, the Crippler, a confident challenger, is a maverick who spits into the face of adversity. He is a man that plays by his own rules and does not take kind to being told what to do. Lee Real is a triumphant in tenacity, the mighty ring general who stands in defiance of defeat. He is a man that will do whatever he has to do in order to keep what he holds dear to him. Tonight, for one illustrious match for the WWA World's Heavyweight Championship, we will witness their passion, applaud their heroics, and marvel at their gift to enthrall. Two craftsmen engaged in an extraordinary athletic event. Two men bound by a dream. After what is sure to be a grueling match, one man, exhausted, will have their arm raised high into the air, their quest realized, their challenge overcome. One man will be expended. He will grieve loneliness, unwilling to surrender, as he will have been stripped of his dream.
Located right here in the hometown of Sam Goddamn Natus. Tonight, North Little Rock, Arkansas will be treated to a gigantic main event that will feature the Spectre defending his WWA Heavyweight Championship belt against not one, not two, but three WWA superstars. But that's not all we have planned for you tonight. No, it's not, folks, because Candace Hoffman has announced that she will be introducing WWA's newest signee. In addition to that, we will see Todd Knight defending his WWA World Television... Again? You know, I'm really getting tired of being interrupted in the beginning of this show. This is my time, Rick Righteous. You know what? Whether I like it or not, the newly crowned WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre, and his mangy pet hyena, that stinky, smelly animal named Johnny, they're coming down to the ringside, and I'm not amused. Oh, come on, Spectre! Don't let that dog in the ring! Hey, he pees standing up! Well, as you can hear from the response of this capacity crowd, the Spectre seems to be getting his share of the booze tonight. Honestly, I don't think the Spectre even really cares. Look, for all who missed the last show we had last month, let's recap exactly what happened when the Spectre became our brand new WWA Heavyweight Champion after defeating True Greatness Mike Morrison in a hellacious steel cage match. Let's go to the videotape and relive that stunning victory that happened last month.
We have a race to the opening of the cage. The Spectre's body's out, but Morrison has a vital fight, and he's pulling Spectre back into the cage. My God! Spectre flips over and kicks Morrison right in the face, and his boot comes off, and Morrison goes tumbling into the ring. The Spectre crawls down the stairs and onto the mats. My God! Spectre has shocked the world. Spectre is the brand new WWA Heavyweight Champion!
Folks, in what most are calling a fluke win by a supposed newcomer, there are experts who have stated that despite the Specter defeating Michael Morrison, the sadistic nut has yet to prove himself or even deserve to be called a champion, regardless of if he has the belt or not. Well, tonight, he gets his chance as a Specter. Must face not one, not two, but three of the top wrestlers here in WWA. How can the Specter take on a red-hot Sam Natas in his hometown? A hungry Derek Cheap Shot Parks, who appears to be on a roll, and a man who, without a shadow of a doubt, is the franchise of this company, Daryl Bazav. Look, folks, I'm not sure exactly what the Specter has to do to emerge from this show with the WWA Heavyweight Championship belt around his waist, but I'll tell you this much. He has a microphone in hand, and believe me when I say, the Specter right now in that ring does not look too happy. Let's go to the squared circle, and let's hear what the Specter has to say.
All right. First things first. I want to briefly address our gracious GM, Rick Righteous. Rick, you truly are an ass. And you try to fit scenarios to your way of thinking if your original idea doesn't come to fruition. You, Rick, are a hypocrite and a fraud. And quite frankly, you suck as a GM. Just because half the roster is afraid to give you their honest opinion doesn't mean that I am. You are overrated and average at best. You are not my messiah. Hell, you aren't even my eunuch. You worthless piece of prima donna garbage. You fucked with me before. But don't ever fuck with me again. Because, Rick, there is something that I can do about it. Yeah, I know. You've got my back pinned to the wall by having me in this fatal four-way match. But I'm not gonna bitch. No. You think my win was a fluke last month? You think I have no chance at even being in the final three or two, let alone the ultimate winner? Well, think again, Ricky. As I've said before, there's more than one way to skin a cat. It all boils down to just how you do it. And when I shock the world one more time by outlasting three of the best wrestlers in the WEWA, I don't want to hear any more of this garbage about fluke wins and undeserving championships. You might want to compare the Fatal 4-Way to this TV show Survivor, where basically you have to outwit, outplay, and outlast everyone else. And oh yes, I will outplay. by far outwit. And definitely outlast DCP, Daryl Bazav, and Sam Goddamn Natas. Oh, speaking of Natas, I still cannot forget about what you did to me last month on Superstars. Attacking me from behind with a sledgehammer? And then the stables is closed. Leaping off the top of the ramp through a table, delivering your patented triple six sit-out powerbomb, dude! What you did doesn't make you a wrestler. You are a monster. An out-of-control monster. However, it took me nearly a whole month to figure out what your intentions really were, Sam. And now, I know, Sam. And for that incident, I shall repay you with a surprise later tonight that you are sure to enjoy.
Of course, you could always come out here now, and you and I don't even have to worry about DCP or Daryl Bizarre. We can do this one-on-one and beat each other from one end of the arena to the other. I'm game if you are, Sammy.
Is he going to call Natus out right now?
In fact, hell, why not? I'm issuing you a challenge to Sam Natus right here and now.
Oh my god, does Spectre know what he's doing?
Get out here and face me one-on-one, Sam. Unless you're just another chicken shit.
Chicken shit? Folks, if I know one thing, it's that Sam Natus is no chicken shit and he backs down to no man. I know Spectre's just trying to prove to everybody here in WWA that he's just as good as advertised, but to call Sam Natus out in his hometown to insult him in his backyard is completely nuts. As the lights continue to flicker on and off, we get prepared to meet the most evil man in professional wrestling. Hold your breath, folks, because as the curtains part, there he is, through the curtains and onto the stage, pumping his sledgehammer back and forth into the air. Listen to the all-tell arena go absolutely bananas for Sam Goddamn Natus. Here he comes running down the ramp and sprinting down into the ring. Sam Natus swings his sledge, and there goes Spectre failing, and Johnny too. Climbing the turnbuckles, Natus looks into this insane crowd, and into the frenzy he encourages the people to sing.
Son of a bitch that doesn't even deserve the gold he has around his waist, calling me out and then taking off when I hit the scene. Jesus Christ, man, you are a punk bitch. I was overlooked for that shot you got the last show, and now you are wearing the reward like a coward. You pissed me off, Spectre, and that will be something you live to regret. I deserve to be wearing that fucking belt, and after tonight, I will be. I will run through you, DCP, and Daryl Dissolve, and take that gold off your waist right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, from all my fans. Now, if you want to give All-Tell Arena a little preview of what's to come, then get your skinny ass back in here, and I'll begin the main event right here and kick your ass all over this ring. Maybe I can get some of your blood on the canvas for the fans to look at as they wait in anticipation for us to officially get business underway. I'm gonna break your fucking back tonight, Spectre, and there is nothing anyone can do to stop that. Remember what happened to you after you won that title, son? Remember how it felt to go 8 feet down through a table onto the concrete floor? Well, that was just a small taste of what you have in front of you tonight. That was a minuscule piece of the hardcore puzzle, Spectre. And I'm goddamn ready to put the rest of it together for you. And as a matter of fact, there isn't anyone who's more hardcore than me. There isn't anyone in this federation that can match my intensity.
That's right. It's GDU time.
Well, you knew that was coming. I'm not sure if even DCP can match Sam's intensity right now, but there he is, the dirtiest player in the game, dressed in his black suit with black dress shoes, and good grief, Charlie Brown, Parks now has a microphone too.
Unlike you three promo queens, I don't do my talking with my mouth. I do it with my fist.
Oh, from behind is the Spectre with the high knee, and into the corner with the thud goes Sam Natus, and staggering backwards into the center of the logo with the sledge in his hand. Here comes Spectre charging in with a full head of steam. Turnbuckle Natus, and oh my god! Big boot to the face of Spectre sends the purple hair champion down to be changing his mind. You have to be kidding me. Parks is now backing up the ramp, and as Natas continues to motion for the dirtiest player in the game to enter the ring, the champion is still down and out. Natas is in the ring now, pacing and growling back and forth, and Parks is pointing to the temple of his head. Derek Parks has just delivered a blow to the WWE Heavyweight Champion without even lifting a finger. My God, is Derek Parks a genius or what? Folks, we have to take a break, but when we return, it's going to be our opening bout, and it's going to be scheduled with no time limit. We'll see you in a few.